Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
So far, you niggas ain't come close. We took 6 months off, the people still saying,
we won't go.
We out Dumbo, having meetings eating pie with Kumpo. That metaphor was way too humble, but some niggas gotta get humble, cause some niggas really a Dumbo. What's the square root of 3.14 when we all four all got 1/4? I swear, man, you niggas is done for.
Go! They telling lies, we want the truth. Word to the wise, listen to who? Who coast? They like a tribe, leaders a new school. Understand one thing, look, as long as we double you, I don't care. They can keep comparing whoever from past to present. I tell you, it's no one there. They cry out for the coast, cause when we drop, it's a different tier of lyricism, and the spirit in them is always there. If Jesus can walk on water, then watch out, walk on air. In the radio station, like play our shit, nigga, truth or dare. True? The truth is, half of you niggas scared by the other half that is feared. Y'all socially engineered to stop being pioneers and care about your careers. Keep doing your job, euthanizing the youth is here. Young kings disappear, crown on peasants' heads, and fake niggas getting cheered in the real throne. Over there.
Come on.
Fuck it, I posted bands, politicized over here. I turn the tables just to show these niggas what's really skill.
Like DJ, he mixed it well. I rip round really well. Like Big LL, our names gon' rock bells. My soul, I never sell. Came from Heaven, you give them hell. Make them wait on it, but wait on it just to lift the bell. Niggas act like Denzel, end up in jail. No OG, no OGs, OA train them well. For the youth, I need betrayal. My effort, I will prevail. The coast on drow rappers, I bet need help. The people, my people, I will rebel. Your coin phrase, I'ma do it. I wish you well. Now tell me how many more years I sit on the bench. Look at God like coach, put me in. Can't let him win like this. Since wins, then wins. Never did have faith, I tend. That's when I grab my pen, my sword. I swore what's right, I fight, I defend. I'm saving my brothers, my friends, my kin, my soul. Our children, our women, our men. Look, I had an epiphany. Riddle me this. Who gonna get rid of me if lyrically I can transcend spiritually? I am the epitome of versatility that come with delivery. Rappers gonna start to have to pay penalties. Dropping trash after trash after trash. They're littering. Street sweep them. I clean them up with metaphors, similes. Google my name, my real name. I'm really the Himothy. Been giving balls all my life since. Jiggling. Burning CDs off my Mac. I never claim to be innocent. Finicky, gimmicky. Never shake hands with hidden fees. Authenticity is one of my tendencies. This is Eric Jamal. Signing off. This is how I hope y'all remember me. So, when they telling lies, we tell the truth. They compromise. I'm for the loot. We for the people and y'all for who? Let's see who they choose, nigga. Coach.
It be the R-A-S. Always, all day. On stage, off stage, nowadays. Always, sideways, best. Yahweh, God say, I weigh. Don't skip no step. Cut no corner. Y'all blade short, cut success. Bird niggas wanna violate, high day. Pop that, block shit. Block shit, migrate some of. Y'all hate winners. Live by no code. Y'all save, not save. High, y'all operate. Y'all ain't with us. Y'all can't feel us. Coach spin. Living a high like on the mic. Like a Jordan high. Like this side, like yeah. Which side, my good side. Can't this side, my dear. Feeling gorgeous. Drop dead. This figure more. This rap hard. I'm a black star. With an orbit, I'm sure of it. Well, can you find a nigga like me? Not likely. Y'all might seem enticing while biting like Tyson on air. My style too hostile, it's freestyle, projectile like pull it, leave X-file, got stressed out. Really, it's been 5 by 10 is box y'all thinking in. Inmates, you know the brain cell can find so many men. Emulate who's ever playing can tell the sound of many trends. Regurgitate but fail to stimulate the hip-hop citizen. Kinda pop our shit again, cause the OGs, they told me they OD when we speak. MP3, MVP, freestyle on repeat. Culture here, we leak, we beat. Skirt made our own lane. But I do want it riches, macking bitches, that is privilege. Check out bitches, mess my pigment, just a whip it, acting ignorant with the top off.
Three, give and receive, five, three, give and receive.
Then I grew impatient, sick of waiting, so frustration for me tasting validation. Am I great enough to make it do a knockoff?
Three, give and receive, five, three.
Tell me again, who's the man I seem to think I am? Dr. King, living off a dream, PM&AM. Same team since I was a teen with Tiger Ree on him. On a beam, wait till we get seen, used to be the plan. Okay, I kick your flip shit, huh? How even in, niggas blue, spread like breaking news. Live on CNN, next thing we knew, fan base up and groove. Harley seen and then too comfortable, falling out the groove, disobedient. Someone said I learned before my turn can be well learned. So I affirm that I concern myself with God and hold on firm for trying to pop off.
Three, give
say a lot, I wake and meditate for space. Been taking time to make these rhymes and hope they elevate. I thought,
breathe,
huh,
give and receive,
huh,
stop, breathe,
huh,
give and receive.
Fucking grind, hustling, pain, struggling, passes, fumbling, sagging, stumbling, ego, crumbling, grabber, hustling, feeling, mumbling, spirit, tumbling, fighting, tumbling, life, hustling, bill, juggling, riches, buffering, bitches, troubling, lust, loving it, fucking, cuddling, listen, doubling, karma, circling, strategy, huddling, vision, settling, all encompassing, I call, huh, yeah, that's right. Nothing to it, you can do it. Little advice before you dead and buried. It's talents that you carry. Your gifts is necessary. Be yourself, be legendary. Ghost.
El niño de oro nació enterrado debajo la tierra. En Colombia, donde se duerme con balaceras. Y mi alarma eran los gallos en la mañana. Los pajaritos me decían.
Pío, pío, oye, río, baja, hola. Lejos de aquí, el está fijo. Pero no te fíes, Dios debe ti. Es un delito. Pero primero, perdona a todo aquello que te han hecho daño.
Ahora. Sácate ese veneno de corazón, nena. Deja que el ritmo te ayude, no tengas pena. Ven pa' acá, yo te enseño lo que no está en la escuela. Tienes que dejar esa negatividad. Sana, sana, culito de rana. Si no sanas hoy, hey, sanarás mañana. No mires pa' atrás, hay que cambiar la narrativa de nuestro pensar. La vida te da sorpresas cada día que amanezca. Sigue derecho, no te quedes en la me mezcla. Cada daño es una bendición, respira y date cuenta. Que este flow te revienta, te infecta. Es contagioso como cada
vez. Hey, yo, switch it up, nigga.
This ride ain't no vibe, just had to override. Get over myself, overanalyze to arrive. Over the highs and lows, over my fear heights. And never leaving rock bottom till I'm gone. Overrunning in place, survive the hoes. Fuck out my face, I'm over y'all. Dressed in like overalls, overall. The game, they overdose, close calls. Fiends smacking the backboards to they backboards and doze off. Knew this shit would happen to you, no half. Focus on the why, not the how. Meanwhile, you won't find no gimmick in my team. Not a blemish mean, get to know this staff. Came from the slum, chopper singing out the village like Balaf. Ain't no Al, that nigga Al. Know we took a while. Fans been waiting on the bars like drought. If you listening, smile. Cause we don't stop like an after party. The coast heaven sent all my niggas godly. The hottest niggas got New York screaming, what's up, big? Hot like, what's I be? Check my ID, I be real low, they godly. They dread to rock the man like Holly Selassie. Oye, mami, ven aquí, coast is where you need to be. Tú no sabes de me, you gon' have to come and see.
First off, I'm back, the flow still intact. So much to unpack, might feel
impact.
Break for embrace, war is over. But peace can't be captured by soldiers. That's how you win the time to, we need time to, and more time to, they with me, blue skies don't disguise the aesthetic of the cosmos, cause it doesn't need cosmetic things, universal makeup live deep in your genetics, the beginning was a word and we just play with the phonetics, with the words, I'm a wizard, magic, sick of plus size, yeah, I'd rather be utilized over idolized, just celebrity, scrutinized over analyzed, insight shed light, yeah, wait on the mind, if light give you surprise, you're going blind, Jack, you can turn a blind eye, but you can't turn back. Get an apple, Adam Bitt, bitten apple on the Mac. Gotta realize it's real with the boss turn back. You real, what it do, tell the truth. Opposition, not the only opposition to you. Knowing what's the revenue versus what's the revenue. Can you pay your way to freedom? I don't think so, fool. Just breathe. And stop. Regroup. Huh. New plot. I been hearing different blah. Hey, blah. They wanna see the hiccup. They wanna see the vibe. Wanna see clicks picked up. Nah, it's ridiculous. You get rid of us. Why try if a nigga had me at gunpoint? I still stick up for the game. Cause I never felt triggered. That would be blasphemy. Don't harass me. No weapon form could do me the harm of a casualty. Say it casually. Huh, it's the gossip. I don't just talk. We talk colossal. Confronted my demons and I dealt with the debacle. I'm heir to the throne. You can smell it in your nostrils. Breathe. And stop. Regroup, what we do?
New plot.
Shit is demanding in the field, surviving these bills like the Mar Hammer. I got heart, the fuck you thought this shit was random. I break, nah, I break through. Break this, say thank you for my strength. Yeah, I will do what I will to. Can't do what I can't, that's universal law. High end man in a manifestation of God that makes this man infestation to a nation of fraud. They don't wanna see a nigga with me. They don't wanna see a nigga with this type of information. Then giving every love and elation. Stop.
Man has finally appeared and I'm astonishing rap characters the cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that speak from my mouth and no doubt. He rubs you wrong and rubbing you out to try to tackle such a problem as a foolish goal. lyrical. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician. I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the midnight marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the dirty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the week was fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the sign to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultist move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ears to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap.
This is the Renaissance, man. Look, I can't even wait for this song to finish. I am excited for this show. Coast Contra got me hyped, man. Y'all got to forgive me. My brother is ready to get started, man. It's been so long since we've been on the mic. I had to go and cut the music down a little bit, man. Look, that's my shit, though. Renaissance Poetry is my shit, but man. If you haven't heard those young boys, if you haven't seen that video, it's posted on there, those young boys are getting it in. They got bars for days. I just got to shout them out. Coast Contra is legit. Now, back to the show. This is Renaissance Poetry. I am your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. We got the Hurricane Kimbrella on the event page getting busy with y'all, posting your pictures, getting everybody involved. She does an amazing job. She does an amazing job on the event page. If you are new here, Renaissance Poetry is a place where you can spit whatever you feel like spitting. And we like to call that your best shit. So when you come on here and we say your best shit, we're not talking about you trying to impress everybody, impress the host, impress people. We want you to spit that shit that's inside you today that's like, I got to spit this. Like, whatever that energy is telling you, this is my shit today. This is my best shit. I'm spitting it today. That's what we want from you. And we're going to try to give that right back to you. We want to give you that same energy right back. So that's all I got to say on that because I'm ready for poetry, man. We're going to bring in the first poll. We got 4-2-4 in the building. You're in the building. What's happening? 4-2-4, you're not ready? You telling me somebody ain't ready to take over the mantle? All right, then we'll go to the next one. We'll go to 4-4-5 since you ain't ready. 4-4-5 in the building.
All right, I got y'all at the right time this time.
Already. She's the show starter. What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Hey, y'all. This is Lil Pearl and Negra. How y'all doing?
I'm doing tonight? Good. Yeah, you called in. Early, you was ready.
I wasn't sure because since I have my grandbaby with me, he kind of throws my days and my nights off a little bit because of his sleep schedule and his busyness, you know. And I got other things I'm doing too, so I'm like, What Friday is this? Is this a show tonight? Let me call and see, because the Blog Talk lady will say, you know, your show is scheduled to start at such and such time, or there are no shows scheduled for the next 24 hours, you know, so that's all I was calling in to find out.
right, okay.
I was like, who the hell is the studio?
What is this on the mic? What is the studio?
Yes, it kind of messed my head up. I was like, wait a minute. Let me call back in and see if I heard what I heard. For real. But it's all good. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you be?
I'm good. I'm excellent.
Already, that's what's up. I know you came to spit. You ready to start the show off tonight? Since you here first,
yeah,
I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Mutual Acceptance. If I let you in and told you how you make me feel, would you join me? Come get tangled in my locks and let me stimulate you, mind, body, and soul. Just take care of you, keeping your mind filled with healthy thoughts, your heart strong with a smile in it for me and us, beautifully covered in my light. You know spirit will be there. I long for you and will put aside the things that I behold just to hold you first. I'll make room for you so that you could flourish within my care, and like roots to a tree, we'll grow and stand strong together. Would you spend your nights with me? Would you share your life with me? Teach me you in the safe space of trust I'll provide, and I will become the music speaking to your soul, your atmospheric release, your poetry. In my lifetime, I've eaten some humble pie because a lot of my lessons were learned in the hardest way, but here I stand before you on this day to tell you I'm convinced heaven exists and is tangible, because now there's you. I am both calm and storm, so at times I feel torn, but I do have a happy medium. And I just want to be beside you in nature's silence, watching you count the stars and just breathe. Say you'll be mine. Love me in your peace and allow me to share in my happiness with you. That's that peace.
Oh, somebody writing love poems. Somebody came in here writing this love poetry shit. She said, come get tangled in my locks. Now, being a fellow individual of the lock persuasion, there's a lot to our hair energy in it that is something that people really can get caught up in. Really, like if your hair is that long, you can kind of drape it over you. There's an energy in that, and that's a powerful thing. People may not realize. You say, come get tangled in my locks. That's a real thing. You might get tangled for real. You can't leave. Hey, watch out.
Oh yeah, you understand.
Your heart helps you. Look. You said your heart's strong with a smile for me. That's a beautiful, you know, way of phrasing that. So I dug that there. I put aside the things I behold to hold you first. A little wordplay, but I dug what you're saying, because obviously some people don't know how to make room for another person and make them a priority. And when you're able to do that, you know, that's a love in itself that somebody may not have ever even received. You said heaven exists and it's tangible. I'm the calm and the storm. So you are describing so many things, but you got the elements of love in here, literally. So I dug this piece. I'm glad to hear you. It's been a minute since I heard some poetry, so I'm glad you start off the show that way. People are going to come in here inspired to spit, and that's how we start shows. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. Nice breakdown. Okay.
All right. Already. You know how we do. We try to get it in. You know, we try to show love to the poets. And, you know, I love trying to hear poetry and trying to grasp, you know, what's being said, because, you know, I think that is something that all poets can appreciate when their poem is received. So I try to do my best with that.
Absolutely. And that you do. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Already. like I said, it was good to hear you. You're the show starter. I don't know, you know where Joe is, but we're going to try to go back to 424, see if they're ready. But we appreciate you coming to the show, and hopefully you make it back to the next one.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a fan. You know that.
Already.
All right. One love, one mic.
Indeed. That was La Pearl La Negra doing her thing. The show started of the night. We're going to go back to 424 and see if they're ready. 424, are you in the building? You there? Uh-oh. 424 is snoring. Oh, my gosh. Once again, we got another one, people. Sawing logs. We got somebody sawing logs, Kim. We're going to put 424 on the bed, not the couch, on the bed. We're going to go to 713 in the building. 713, you there? You're not asleep. What's going on? What's happening?
Yo, yo, yo. Sir Lawrence in the place.
What's happening with your brother?
Oh, man, it's always waiting on you guys, man, being a part of this deal, liking every minute of it.
Already, that's what's up, man. Been a minute. How you been?
Man, look, I'm having a good, I'm like 3 seconds from having the time of my life, man.
Already. Well, at least you ain't sleep. That's a matter to me. At least you ain't snoring. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the snoring when I open up the mic.
Kicking them logs out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bruh, I'm talking about nothing but lumberjacking on this mug, but it's what it is, man. Some people be having hard work days. I don't know, man.
Yes,
but
sir,
yeah,
it be that way. The Sandman coming in with
you
that
know,
rope,
I
man. You ain't got no choice.
Yeah, I understand, man. You had to wait a few minutes for the show started. It was too much. But, yeah, so it be like that. But yeah, man, I'm gonna let you do your thing, brother. I'm glad to hear you, man, and I'm looking forward to what you got. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Right on. Indoor sports. You know, like the floor work of gymnastics and doing the figure eight, pole vaulting with the breaststroke, and muck diving. Now, that one, you have to qualify. It's a special treat because if you know what to eat, the love juice is sweet. She came into my world ready to compete. Like any good workout, you should loosen up first. So I massaged her body from head to toe while listening to the smooth sounds from the CD that was purposefully put on repeat. And then after the honey does, we were already on the mark, moving to ready, set, go. I was telling that little man how good she was with the mic. When she looked at me and said, come here. Now, it might have been the pregame show, but I took it to mean it was time for a rim shot. She was past set. She wanted to go, go, go. I said, take it easy, baby. I'm not the kind of lover that runs for the covers. So you can have more fun while I'm asleep. Besides, there's too many sensations you're missing out on while trying to hurry and get to that, which is coming anyway. Just like a bar of soap, some of them look good, some even smell good. But you really don't know what you have until you work with it. When you get the lather really going good, it can get very slippery. You can set it in a soap dish and go put on a French CD. Come back, and it's still lathering. And just like surfing, when you feel the wave coming, when you ride on the wave as it's coming in, you get the true sensation. This was not for the trophy case. This was for the instant replay. Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Your master.
That was a request piece, by the way.
Look here, man. This man listed. Listen to this. This man listed gymnastics, the figure eight, the backstroke, and followed all of that with muff diving, people. Brother, this man said, if you know what to eat, the juice is sweet. All right, Pippin, but hold on. You said it's time for what? I think you might have ruined one of my favorite Erykah Badu songs. She said, the rim shot, I don't think that is the same type of rim shot she's talking about. You ain't talking about the same thing, I don't think.
I called it, though. I called it.
Yeah, I don't think you're talking about the same thing, brother. That's all I can't even recite nothing else, brother. You took it too with the soap and slippery, and I can't repeat none of that. I'm too... It's too far. I'm like NC-17. You went too far above that. I can't do it.
I hate it, man. I hate it.
Just describing nothing but the nasty. But all right, brother. Like I said, everybody just did what you spit, man. I ain't mad at you. You did the same, brother.
Hey,
I appreciate you coming through. Hey, you got it's a requested piece. You got to spit it.
Hey, it was a requested piece.
That laugh right there. Yeah. All right, brother. I heard all of that in the laugh right there. I'm going to let you get off and talk to whoever requested the piece. That's what I'm going to let you do. That laugh is sneaky. You finna get on the phone with that person. I ain't. But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you make
always
it to the
play.
Next show. All
right. Right on. Our best. Peace.
Sir Lawrence in the building. Bringing the nasty for the first time tonight. So, you know, the floor is open. If somebody had opened the floor, usually they follow through. We're going to come with the next caller. We got 571 in the building.
What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
We got the one, the only, Poetic Pimpin' for the world, baby. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, you know. The way
what's happening
flow,
with your
like,
brother, man? Happy birthday to
money.
You, man.
You know what I mean? That's how I be flowing.
Hey,
you know what
I hear you. I hear you.
Hello?
Happy birthday to you, brother. Happy birthday to you.
Man.
Can you hear me?
I'm happy to be on the Renaissance, man.
Already.
One of my favorite shows.
I see you, man, coming through. It's been a minute, man. Like I said, happy birthday to you. Glad you made it back around one more cycle.
Thank you, man. You know, I always appreciate the pimp game that you got, keeping your game tight.
man, you got 48 years. You got too many on me, man. I can't teach you the game. You got it, man.
I can't call it.
Already, man. I appreciate you coming through to
you
the
know
show,
you might
man.
Do,
so I know
man. I got to mess with you, man.
Already. You know, it's all good. I know you came to do your thing, man, so I'm going to let you get on here and bless the mic. So the mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to do this poem. This freestyle poem is called I'm Off the Chain. I come with the fire. The birds and people with the higher desire. I'm a teacher. I'm a one lesser feature. I'm a show the world the my blackness and stopping the madness. You see, I had a birthday. And today I learned more of me, more to examine, more to make things happen. Can you imagine with only in my reaction? See, I'm off the chain. Because the way that I speak, my words will not be weak. And I take the ancestors all within my whole mind. And I have come from a faraway place. And what that ever came to attack me, I came face to face. It's my reality. I talk about police brutality. I talk about everything that happens in the black neighborhoods. I'm talking about the racism. I talk about all that because I am off the chain. Nobody can ever domicile me because I have that strong inside of me. You see, they can't stop the rebellion. They can't stop it. See, I am something to take to a higher level. See, my name is Fred Hampton, and I came here. The revolution will never die. I'm off the chain, and I'll explain the reason why. Because I've been like that type of force. Anything that goes against me or my people, I show no remorse. Now I'm off the chain. I keep staying off the chain because if they try to put me on the chain, that's the way that they can brainwash me. But I keep on going. I keep on pursuing. Now, I never let the world put me in a state of confusion. You cannot train me to go ahead and sell my people out. No doubt. I show what the whole world is all about. I'm off the chain. I'm a made man, and I come with a strong plan to just understand. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Lynch. 10 gears in, I'm all in, but I've been dry.
There you go with another freestyle on his birthday. Well, your birthday was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. You know, you had me dancing, man. You know, can't dance the way I used to be able to dance. You know what I mean? Can't do it the way I used to be able to do it, you know?
At 48, sometimes we got to be happy that we dancing at all, brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I lost a little
step. You know? I ain't mad at you, man. I appreciate you coming through with the freestyle. Everybody can't do it, you know what I'm saying? So I respect that, man. Everybody doesn't have the confidence to come through with the freestyle. So I appreciate you, man. Hopefully you can keep listening to the show. And,
I just want to give a shout out to Cabrella. She's still blowing the wind, blowing people away with our poetry like a cycle, a dangerous storm coming to shore. You know when a dangerous storm is coming, Cabrella's in the building. And then I want to say thank you for all the pimp game that you gave.
Bro, I don't know nothing about all of that. All I can tell you is all you just did is describe a hurricane. So, yeah, that makes sense. Outside of that, I don't know nothing else, brother. So I don't know nothing else. I'm going to let you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bang on you real quick for your birthday. Appreciate you coming out, man. Hopefully you make it to the next show. You know what I'm saying? Peace.
All right, peace.
And a bang on them sometimes. We're coming to the mic. We got 937 in the building.
Hey.
What's happening? Let everybody know what new author we got on the mic.
Well, I'm not new, but this is my first
for the new book. Okay, the new book.
This is Miss Adria Simone, a.k.a. Carla Howard Daniels, a.k.a. Sugar Brown, if you're nasty.
Oh, well, all right, Sugar Brown. So, yeah. Glad that you made it on to the show. Tell everybody what you got going on with the new book. Go on, put it out there for us.
show, my first all-erotic book, The Sun at Midnight. It's a little chapbook-sized book, little 30 poems to keep your summer hot way into the winter. It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Nobles. I'll throw it up on the page afterwards. And I got the physical copy in my hands today, so it feels real good. It feels real nice. Let these pages
already turn. That's what's up, man. Congratulations to you. Definitely put that on the event page so people can get their hands on it. I got mine coming. It'll probably be here Tuesday. That's what they say, but it might get here early. And if it do, I'm definitely posting the picture so that people can see what it is. But, yeah, I'm excited to have you on tonight because I know that you're going to do your thing. I'm looking forward to it. So are you reading from the book tonight or you got something else for us?
I'm going to dig right into the book, go to the nastiest poem in here and get it over with.
Oh, shit. It's going to be over NC-13, people. I can't receive. I can't say nothing. But, yeah, I'm going to press mute.
Yeah, trigger warning for the kids to
bed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Already.
This is from The Sun at Midnight, page 56, Nasty Rewind Revised. I want to suck your dick while you spit poetic lines. On my knees as I search into the depths of your eyes and say, rewind. And as you go back to recite those words you rehearse, my tongue finds your balls and licks them in reverse. Use your lingam against my mouth like a muzzle. Silence my moans. Only thing I heard is my throat guzzle. I'm feeling extra greedy. My entire mood on fuck you feed me. When you stroke transcendental, drill hard, don't go easy. I was made for you so I can take it. You was made for me, that's why we naked. Thirsty for that good water, I want to drink it. I'm like a squirrel looking for that buried nut, and with the stroke of my hands, you'll probably give it up. Consider yourself wholly devoured. I won't need to take that long, but I could do this for hours and hours. My mouth comes with a trigger warning. If I use this tongue gun, your cum will come pouring, so act accordingly. You can be the star of this porn I'm recording. See, I look sexy with you in my jaws, and a good performance deserves some applause. So clap my cheeks and let your fingers snap. I'm a poet too, so let me run these verses back. Your body is the stage and your dick is the mic. Put my name down. I want to get on it tonight. Oh, it's a slam, you say? Perfect, because I enjoy you for 3 rounds anyway. But this ain't no real competition. I just want to spit poetry while in my favorite position. Let my words wash over you, saturate your face in sheets from 6 to 9. My throat and your kids have a formal meet and greet. And I hope you're not diabetic because you are what you eat. My sweetness just might raise the numbers of your A1C. Hey, I see how you looking at me like I got that strange. My juicy fruit got you crazy and your Snickers bar got me deranged. Scribble, scrabble your thoughts, digging deep like you getting religion and giving me praise when you're stroking between the scriptures of my legs. Love when you tongue-tie my clit, it always leaves my grace amazed. And for anyone confused, it's more better than just sex. My mind gets him rock hard and his gets me dripping wet. We got that soul connection because of our bomb-ass intellect. Everyone in the audience can gaze at us with hate or admiration. Either way, we're still a beautiful and dope collaboration like Slim and Thick, Bay and Jay, or Bonnie and Clyde. And if you ever forget what this mouth do, baby, just say rewind. And I got you like you got bars, and you get me like a parking lot got cars, and we go good together, and together we go good. Some want to try to write me off, but a bitch never could. My metaphors are sick, infective systems like COVID, and they got no sense of taste. Yeah, them crows is stupid. So some want to try to write you off, but they don't understand. Everything about you gave me amnesia about them. Harpo, who's this man? Infinity Stone snapped them right out of existence. Nothing more than bad memories with a fuckboy's persistence. You drape those gems as beads around me, more powerful than a Thanos glove. We do this shit, yes, this is what we does. Cause ain't nothing more poetic and sexy than just us and black love. We rock hard for each other. Flames are the twin in kind. And when this lifetime ends, we will simply say, universe, rewind in peace.
Damn the bars. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. You did not start off. I can't even. I'm NC-17,
people.
I'm NC-17, people. Let me go on down to what I can say. Let me look here. The wordplay is already crazy. You already got this. You're killing it, you know. Your body is a stage. Your dick is the mic. Put my name down. I want to get on it tonight. Bars. But the COVID line, you got to give me the COVID line back because – that's like you got stupid in the line, but you got to say it again because it really is. The bars are stupid.
Let me get to that. That's different when you're reading from the book versus when you're reading from something else. So I got to go find the COVID line.
I need the COVID line.
You need the COVID line. Oh, okay. Here we go. We go good together, and together we go good. Some want to try to write me off, but a bitch never could. My metaphors are sick, infect a system like COVID. And they got no sense or taste, yeah, them crows are stupid. Some want to try to write you off, but they don't understand. Everything about you gave me amnesia. About them, Harpo, who's this man?
Cold, I just cold-blooded. Oh, I need some help. It's too many bars. I need some help. I'm overwhelmed by the bars.
Now you know I'm over here trying to go to the Sunday school here.
Look. I can't be alone over here. Look. I can't be alone now.
Trying to be a good
I can't do it by myself.
You know what I'm saying? Now I got to come down off the podium and take off the robe. You know what I'm saying?
No, take it off. Take all that. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he already took it to church. It's a different church. It's probably the same book that Pharrell be spitting out of. You know what I'm saying? It's a different book.
No.
It ain't that same book. So you come on down.
I know.
Like, you know what they say? Come on down. Come on down.
Hold on, Kimbrella. You ain't got to leave church. I said my grace is amazed. Is it amazing
you
grace? Isn't that?
I can't. No, we not. You already know we ain't even doing this. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations on your book. I know that, you know, people are going to be swarming to pick this up. You're a dope artist. You always come with lyrics. You always give us metaphors, and you're just so dope at what you do. But I got to get into these lines, though. I'm going to need you, okay, because the way you wrap this up, it just don't make no sense right here. That A1C line, that let me get that line.
Don't do the
that
diabetes line. See,
you
don't bring up the diabetes line. Okay, go on. I always called it back too, but look, I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive to the diabetes. But yeah, go ahead.
Don't want to give it to him.
And I hope you're not diabetic because you are what you eat. My sweetness might just raise the numbers of your A1C. Hey, I see how you looking at me like I got that strange. My juicy fruit might get you crazy, and your Snickers bar got me deranged.
See what I'm talking
about? I just want to say.
Oh, hold on.
Last time I checked, my A1C was an 8. I probably need to check it again. I probably need to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Probably got to check it again.
That's all I'm saying.
I got to add this part for Kim. Scribble, scrabble your thoughts, digging deep like you get in religion and giving praise. See? And when you're stroking between the scripture of my legs. Amen. See, Kim? Amen.
See? There it is.
Scooter's going to take the collection plate and just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica. Yo,
wrap it right around here. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it feels all right.
All right. Her new name is Jessica. AKA Jessica.
Oh, man.
Jessica.
It is a wrap. She has taken it to the next level. We can't even bring the moon in on this one because this is beyond Kiki. This is beyond Kiki. We can't even bring the moon in on this one. This is next level.
No, we appreciate you, though. You definitely come in. I love, you know, hearing your lines. They're always so clever and witty, which is why I know your book is going to be a huge success. So congratulations again.
Thank you. Humbly, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Put it on the event page so people can get their hands on it. I'm looking forward to the book myself because, you know, I already love the wordplay. I love how you write. I love you, you know, as you write this type of poetry. It's definitely down my alley. So I'm getting the book. Hopefully other people do the same.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will put it on the page.
Already. That was Adrian Simone. Sugar Brown, if you're nasty. And we're going to go ahead and go to the caller that was, you know, who we was trying to get on earlier. Yeah, we're going to go to that caller there. So we appreciate you. Hopefully you make it back to the next show, ma'am.
Will do, will do. I'll try my best.
Already. So we're going to go down here. We're going to try to see one more then. We got 424 in the building. Is this the right 424? Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
424, what's happening, brother? You was almost number one, man. I thought I had to put you to sleep, man. What's happening, brother?
Bro, I've been working like a Hebrew slave.
I ain't even mad. I understand, man. I was at the work earlier this morning myself, so if I wasn't hosting this show, being hyped with it, I might be knocked out myself, man. But, yeah, I appreciate you still coming back in, man. That means a lot. You know, you got yourself together, and you came back to spit. But I just want to tell you, you was the show starter this time. You had it. You had the crown.
Oh, well. It happened. It was not meant to be.
It's all good, man. I'm glad you made it to the show. How you been, man, outside of working so hard?
Not too bad. Trying to do stuff with the new book and getting stuff together for Poetry Fest next year. So, been a little bit busy, but otherwise,
that's what's up, man. So congratulations on that feature at the Poetry Fest, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. That was a surprise to me.
Hey, it's what it is, man. Sometimes, you know, they come through and give you your flowers early, man. They get those flowers to you, you know, don't have to wait on that, man. So that's what's up.
Yeah, I was shocked. For lack of anything else, better to call it. But I'm going to get out there and do my thing.
Yeah, I already know, man. I know you're going to come through with it. And speaking of coming through with it, man, I know you got to be ready to redeem yourself and spit on this mic, man. So I'm going to let you do your thing, bro. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Look as far as you can see. Backs broken, bodies shredded, minds lost. No transparency, no accountability. Lives don't matter. Yours or mine. Welcome to the USA. The United Slaves of America. We're still under the thumb of those in charge, no matter what we do, no matter what we say. We are not the people the Constitution spoke of. Three-fifths people for those in the back. Lives forfeit. we're not lynched, though some say different. We still disappear at a high rate. Are there still sundown towns? Do we still need a green book? They say slavery has gone away. I disagree. It hasn't gone away. It's just changed. Another way to change the narrative. Our towns washed away, graves desecrated, yet the ancestors fight back. After all these years, they continue to get their revenge. Watch it back. Keep your head on a swivel. Again, we welcome you to the United Slaves of America. And that's that piece.
Oh, you spitting with it right now. Body shredded. Lives don't matter. Yours or mine. You said, are there sundown towns still? Do we still need the green book? Man. I actually was at a museum not too long ago looking at the very thing, the green book and all of that kind of stuff, man. Sundown towns and clippings of old papers. But, man, it puts me in a space because I was also talking about slavery recently and how you pointed out slavery was never, you know, really gone. And the reality is some people may not understand that slavery was never abolished. There is still legal slavery in this country, and those are the convicts. Those are those with felonies. Those individuals' rights are taken. They cannot vote, and while they're in jail, they are going to be used as slaves to produce whatever product certain manufacturers who are connected to those jail cells have them making, furniture, plates, whatever, free labor. So yeah, you spitting, brother, man. You coming through with that real deal, man. And your delivery was just this solemn, strong type of delivery it needed to be, man. So I appreciate this piece.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, we...
Already, man.
Nothing has changed except the nomenclature, for lack of anything else better to call it.
And, indeed.
That's just the way it is. Oh, and before I go, today was the 60th anniversary of the kids that were killed in Birmingham. The four little girls in the church.
Absolutely.
And the one little boy who was shot while riding his bicycle. So please keep those in your thoughts and prayers.
That's what's up, man. Real talk, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate you sharing that and your poetry and then you making it in tonight, man. So hopefully you continue to have a great night. And hopefully you'll make it back to the next show.
You know I'll be here. And I hope I'll be snoring next time.
Indeed, brother. Indeed, man. Get you some rest, man.
Yes, sir. Hello, Kimbrella. Oh,
Kim. All right, man. I'm going to let you hit the event page and holler at her. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller before we go to break, but I appreciate you as always.
Yes, sir. One love, one light.
Already. All right, we're going to go to the next caller before we get to the break. We got 909 in the building.
Hello.
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Elizabeth Carpenter, Miss Drip.
There she go. She back, people. She back. She's going to do her thing. Last time she tore it all down, we had to rebuild the stage and everything. We're ready for you now. I got a steel stage. So we're ready for you now.
All right. I'm kind of been contemplating, but I think I'm going to do this piece. I think you'll enjoy this very much.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
He has a mind full of madness, a Ferris wheel of seductive pleasures as his world flirts with my mind, intellectual needs. He serves me a taste to correspond my every lust and desire. Epic is our love affair with ink, with mind-blowing euphemisms, perplexing words with cerebral retorts and a chain reaction in a vortex as they swirl. As I ache in pain to be touched with such impeccable literary skills, they fill my body with scintillating inclinations and make me soaked with fascination. He can feed me whatever my heart hunger, fabrications of fantasies from wickedly perverse situations to liations that are sensually divine, with the indecisive is my mind in the middle with sugar-coated debauchery. Will it be my preferred flavor? He knows intelligence is the key to my mind, and it makes my fingers drift and then drift. Before I lick, shall it be poetry or prose by which he fucks me today? As tomorrow will repay my library due, so in a come hither reaction will his fairy tale always end, and maybe even filled with intended puns, as I like it when my words play. I'm a sapiosexual girl, and he penetrates my mind.
Yes. Yeah, see, once again, I'm going to need some help because this is, I'm like NC-17, you know what I'm saying, Kim? You on there, go on, come on in here. Go on, come on, help me out. She had a lot of stuff I can't repeat no more. I'm saying, I'm too young for this stuff.
Sir, don't be trying to act like, okay? You underage all of a sudden. Listen, I love her. She has such dope, sophisticated lines. They're so sexy. It's like they just catwalk. It's like her lines just be freaking catwalk. It's so fire. Like you said, shall it be poetry or prose by which he fucks me today? Come on now.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on. Then go to the line where you said something like, as I ache in pain to be touched with such impeccable literary skill. What did you say? You said something to that effect. Give me those lines again.
Yeah, that's what she said. That's what she said. I want that same line there. That's what she said. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. See what she wants. She wants that whole stanza.
Hey, I ain't in the way. I'm getting out the way. I'm taking me and my NC-17 rating over here. I'm gonna let y'all handle that.
All right. So the whole line is, epic is our love of mind-blowing euphemism, perplexing words with cerebral retorts and a chain reaction in a vortex they do swirl as I ache in pain to be touched with such impeccable literary skills.
Oh, my.
There you have it.
Yo, my brain, what my brain just, you know what, I'm going to hush. Girl, you already know how I feel about your pen, but that right there was ridiculous. Yo, this is why I love her so much. She is so, if y'all have not checked her out, please, every now and then she'll grace us with a couple lines here and there on her page, but she is so fire. Catch her on Clubhouse as well. Thank you so much for coming through. You are just so dope.
Thank you.
You are so
love
welcome.
You, Keith,
I love you too. Love you too. Keith, now don't be acting like you can't get back lines, like you too young.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, now you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, now
I don't
you don't
know
what I'm
talking about.
No. Yeah, this is what happens when you come on here, is you got him all tongue-tied. Now he act like he can't see.
I ain't tongue-tied. I just, you know, I know that
wrong.
I'm too young for things sometimes, you know?
You know, I'm trying to
remain youthful, you know?
We're going to see how young he is during host fit. Just stick around for that, Izzy. We'll see how young he is then. Mm-hmm.
I always try to call somebody out. But be my people. I always say, be your own people, man.
It's
your own people.
I call you out. Hell yeah, it is.
Hey, listen, I got to tell the truth.
Someone got to keep somebody in check. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Well, I appreciate both of y'all for coming through and throwing me under the bus. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Anytime,
got the tracks
anytime,
on me and everything.
Anytime.
It's all good. It's all
anytime,
good.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Yeah. Indeed. But, yeah, we hope you come back to the next show, do your thing, you're dope. And, you know, everybody that hears you is just moved by your pieces. So definitely keep coming back if you can.
Always will. Thank you.
Already. So you know what time it is, people. We're going to go to the break real quick. And right after that, we're coming back with Host Spit. So we hope that you can stick around. Right after Host Spit, we're coming in with 213-901. Got another 213. We got another 912, you know, 506-646. We see y'all. We're coming in live. We're coming right here. So we got you coming right after Host Spit. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
what I've seen so far is heaven sent. Eloquent and decadent, every drop you spill my way of holding, babe. I've lived this whole damn life all over again, just to meet you once again. Every second, minute, hour, distance, place, 'cause you've always been mine.
Brown eyes sent tingles down my spine. Used my fingers to do the same to hers, finger painting a Rembrandt of her curves, saving the vice de resistance for dessert. She tastes like pralines and cream mixed with the summer stream. Always and forever is her heat. Our kiss is the heat wave that drenched the city. Take pity on our epiphany. We are the epitome of what love can be. Measuring beyond measure, all the applied pressure, we create diamonds only to crush them like expectations, like pink cookies, like she does me as she grips my soul's hand. And he comes willingly. At the same time, her soul is filling me. She begs me by saying, baby, keep filling me. I obliged until the moon fell from the sky, till the sun lost all its light, till the universe was no more, till the raven died never again to say nevermore. Forevermore, universes live and die in our lifetime. Quasars explode in black holes, only to be seen again in her glow. And I beckon while she is my beacon. When it's dark, she is the light that I reach for. When she's dim, she calls for me because she needs more. We fall for one another daily like autumn leaves. Our souls are attached to centuries, so we never leave. We cleave to one another like pit bulls to necks, vampire teeth that keep sucking as if lives depended on depleting an entire human being of everything the universe placed in it, not just taking souls, but how about replacing it with mine? Like time rewinds us back to when we were one being, not Adam and Eve, no rib, just the seedling of thought, not yet manifested. I'm vested in everything us. My prayers flow into her with orgasms. It's difficult to fathom the depths. Into the rabbit hole I go, there is no bottom. I plan to pray inside her walls till there's no prayers left, no needs met. Minds kept in suspension, even though levitation is the intention, and not to mention celestial bodies that defy creation. Time belongs to us, so there's never any wasting, pasting. Ourselves with pastels, painted faces become our warrior helms. Making love is more beautiful than butterflies freeing themselves. The cocoon is where we no longer dwell. We became who we were meant to be. Love itself. And we're back, people. This is Renaissance. I'm going to bring the hurricane off in this piece. Was an...
Man. I was wrapped up in them last couple lines. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you got some lines in this piece, brother. Beautiful lines. Beautiful lines. Finger painting a Rembrandt of her curves. We create diamonds only to crush them like expectations. Quasars explode in black holes only to be seen again in her glow. Listen, I need you to go back. You said we go back to when we were one, kind of talking about like in thought. Can you go back to that, those couple of lines right where you speak on that?
Yeah, let's see here. The pleading an entire human being of everything the universe placed in it, not just taking souls, but how about replacing it with mine? Like time rewinds us back to when we were one being, not Adam and Eve, no rib, just a seedling of thought, not yet manifested. I'm vested in everything us.
Oh, my. Beautiful. Beautiful. But then you gonna have the nerve to say, my prayers flow into her with orgasms. Now, what was that statement you had made earlier about being too young? What happened?
I am. See, listen here, man. That's manifestation I'm talking about, man. That's all that is. That's just manifestation.
That's
just a form of manifestation. Oh. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Just,
like,
yeah.
Orgasms, huh? Like orgasms, huh?
Yeah,
you
use orgasms to manifest. You use the power of orgasms to manifest. That's just, speaking of manifestation, man. It's just.
But I'm just saying, I thought we was too young, so I'm trying to figure out
and
how
I'm,
we know and understand.
I'm spitting knowledge. I'm talking about quasars and Mars, man. I'm spitting knowledge. That's all it is. I'm KRS-One. I'm KRS-One up here, man. That's all.
Oh, now you KRS-One.
I'm just spitting knowledge, man. It's knowledge.
I just want the people to note in reference how he be jumping all over from one excuse to the next. He was too young prior to the break. Now him over here talking about prayers and orgasms. I'm just saying.
The spirit knowledge. It's like going to, you know, sex education when you like eighth grade. It's just knowledge.
Right. That's what we doing. Yeah, okay. That's the story. That's we gonna stick to that.
That's the spirit knowledge. That's all.
Yeah, I can't, yo. I really can't. But no, seriously, real talk, dope piece. I love just the different references you give. I love when you really get into your pieces. There are things that I have to admit I may not even know about. Your pieces are not only educational, but just the scenery that you provide, the vivid pictures and images that you provide, and the metaphors are next level. So dope piece as always.
Appreciate that, Hurricane, you know. And you know what's so good about, you know, this kind of thing? Because, like, soon as you spit, all this shit gonna be forgotten. I ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff you're talking about.
Boy.
As soon as you get on the mic and spit, it's done.
Here we
I
go.
I didn't even spit.
This is what
you know,
I was talking about right here.
That's the beauty of this. You know what I'm saying? So listen up, everybody. Batten down the hatches. Get your sandbags.
Oh.
Get ready because hurricane's coming. And she's going to do her thing. So I'm going to hurry up and press mic because I got to get out the way. I press the mute button. Mic is yours.
I'll tell you, boy. He loves to throw me under the bus. But here we go. I found myself relating in this ship, carrying my most precious cargo as I take off this world and an RSVP into yours. And this experience of you, it's like a solar system smile, 9 planets wide, pulling on minds to scope, study, and record the way my soul coos at you in acapella. See, I've spent hours, days, and notebook tearings, page after page, waiting in the artistic range of sketching the celebration that conjures within my mouth just moments before I speak your name. My spine becomes a catwalk for our brand of conversation, modeling every nuance as if it were embedded within the chains of my DNA. Put it simple and plain, I was made to love you, to pray with and for you, to explore you, to adore you, to grow more and more in love with understanding that assignment in this galactic climate that we create through our extraterrestrial takeoff. Let's take off this world and put each other on. Let's watch our bodies transfer, then transform into music strings and notes as we stroke chords and get dizzy in the rotation, listening to our friction play back in moist mixes and follow this fluency into the fullness of your phallus. Allow me to siphon you as desire becomes ripe in you to expose and greedily greet all of my erogenous zones. Just get all up in my space, enter my course, rotate, fasten your focus on my phases, because this be that sacred energy exchange, that cosmic coit is silhouetting through ethereal planes, that passion untamed, where we can rock it until we rock it into waterfalls beyond say, and then we get speechless. Our limbs twisting and reaching for things that don't exist. We leave our fingerprints all over this firmament for voyeurs to count and trace the patterns like constellations. This is love making statements, outer body equations, edible arrangements that sum up why all of the X changes were so necessary in order to understand just how enigmatic our appetite for cosmic exchange is. We are spiritual inhale, celestial exhale. We elevate and blow that shit out, watching the contact take up space and fill this room. This experience of you, it shifts me, even when you're nowhere near, which is why it's so revered. Beyond basic, sacred, laced in the highest coups of how I am so in to you, MP.
Hey.
You're nasty.
She started
off looking here. She's trying to cover all this up with these intelligent, flowery words as I take off this world and RSVP into yours and pulling on minds to study and record. I spent hours and days, and my spine becomes a catwalk of conversation, extraterrestrial takeoff as we take off. But then she says, stroke chords and get busy on our rotation. Hold on. Fullness of your what? You siphon and what?
What?
Hold on. Wait a minute. But we can rock it until we rock it into waterfalls. Who rocketed in the waterfalls? I didn't know ships went in the waterfalls. You ain't talking about no ship. You ain't talking about no ship. You're nasty. You better blow this shit out. I heard that. I caught that line. Mm-hmm. I caught that line. You better blow this shit. Love making statements, edible arrangements. You're nasty. You're nasty. Give yourself a Keke Palmer Award. Give it to yourself tonight. Yeah. Give it to yourself. People, I know y'all heard this. I know you heard it.
What are you talking about?
Now you got your blonde wig on. You're talking about me. Now you got your blonde. Where's Taraji at? She got her blonde wig on, Taraji.
Whatever do you mean? I'm simply stating the beauty in two people connecting in such a spiritual exchange. You know,
just happened to be connecting with the fullness of and siphoning. Basic connection.
I mean, those are parts, you know, of that whole exchange, you know what I'm saying? But you know, beautiful, you know, it's the spiritual exchange, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the good water. It's good water. But yeah. Yeah, ain't nobody dumb out here, Kim. We see what is here. We see what's happening. We see what's happening. People, you see how this? You see how it go? We do you see how Kim?
Listen,
you don't even remember what I said, right? Y'all don't remember nothing I did. Y'all don't remember nothing. She came through with her own brand of nasty, and that's it.
This is the beauty of art. You can take of it what you will and make it what you want. Wherever you want to be in the piece, you know that.
Because you so made it what you wanted. You so made it what you wanted.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
You put your right foot in. You did exactly what you wanted. Exactly what you wanted.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Sister is grown up in these streets. That's all I'm saying.
Apparently. Hurricanes are grown, too. They look grown. They tear up shit. Grown people tear up shit. That's all it is.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
man.
No? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller because, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to clean up on aisle 9 right quick, but we got it done. So we're going to bring in the next caller. We got 213 in the building. I'm going to bring you in before Kim get off. What you think about Miss Nasty tonight? What's happening? 213, what's happening?
Is this me?
213 is you. I can hear you.
Hey, hey, Kimbrella.
What's
hey,
happening?
Keith. This is Candy, hey. Baby.
Candy.
Y'all done got nasty.
Oh, my God.
Look, didn't she?
Go down.
Look.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, it is. It is. The stage has been
y'all
prepped.
Y'all got your erotic pins up here tonight, and I'm not really into the – I don't really write erotica. So I got two pieces. I got something that's semi-erotica, and then I have a regular piece, like a candy.
Let me tell you something.
We want you to spit whatever your energy is telling you to spit. You ain't got to follow us.
No, we don't do –
this is not
– going here.
No.
You ain't
got
to follow us, man. What your energy is telling
you
to spit is what we want to hear.
That's right.
Okay,
you want to hear that candy baby stuff.
This is a
comedic –
okay, Candy Baby is going to give you a comedic, erotic piece. Okay,
if that's where your energy is, we ready. Kim just set the stage for you, so, you know, let me sweep it up a little bit.
No, he didn't.
All right, so you got it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. I'm right here, and it's war not to touch you. I needed you for so long to not feel. Think to be in the real. You were my great escape, a phone call away. I need you. It's a wonder something so small can take me on such an escape. I miss you. I need you. I really want to feel you. I need you. Dauntingly laying, reminiscent of the last moment I felt you. So special your touch, knowing how sensitive I am. The way you make me quiver, shocks that send me into uncontrollable shivers. Tears stream down my face as my body suffers withdrawals. I'm craving the way you taste. I'm right here. I see you in this war not to touch you. The softness of your touch pulling me in closer, sending my body through convulsions. A slow dance we do when the lights are off. The way I grind as you wind, fulfilling my itch when it needs to be scratched, no lie. This addiction is a high that surpasses the stars. An energy I felt that respects your energy. You're not my enemy. It's your love for me, entrance and orgasm, body in orgasmic spasms. Talk daddy to me. What did you say to me? Fuck this. I'm going to go get some batteries. Candy baby.
Oh, goddamn. You're nasty. You're nasty. You look. Kim, come on in here. Look, I can't even.
Yo, I am over here.
Look here.
Yo,
I was waiting for
her.
I was waiting for you to say something. Look, she said, "I wonder something so small." Okay, talk that.
Yes.
The way you said,
yes.
"I need you," your special touch, knowing how sensitive I am, tears stream down my face as I suffer through withdrawal. The way I grind. Talk dirty to me. You talking about Bob.
Yo, and then she hit us with the battery sound at the end.
Yeah.
The vibration sound. Yo, that was so creative, like, from top to bottom. She reeled us in, had us all involved in her line, and then hit us with that damn vibration. Girl.
Mm-hmm. Nasty. Nasty.
You got that on
battery. I got something semi-erotic, but she gonna hum the noise of the battery. Come on.
But listen. But did you hear the cadence though? But did you catch her?
I heard the cadence. Look,
everybody
heard how she said, "I need you." Everybody heard that.
She don't really do erotic pieces, girl. That cadence sound real professional to me. I'm just saying.
Sounded like girl six on this mud, but talking about she don't do no booty.
Seriously, but you know
Spike Lee?
What?
Get Spike Lee on the mic. Get Spike Lee on the mic. Get another girl six.
That's the first piece that I've heard like that. Like, I love how you took a risk to, like, you know, put that combination together, like being sexy and being, you know, just coming out here with the eroticism. And then adding that comedic spin, like, I've never heard a piece like that personally, so I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. That was Tarose Kwan, my little buzzer.
Out of control, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming through and always supporting and showing love.
Oh, thank
Indeed,
you guys
you're
for
always
having
sharing
me. I'm
the page.
Always going to support. Yes,
all
I'm
right.
Definitely going to always share. I have fun on here tonight, and I've been enjoying everything I heard. So thank you all. Keep listening. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All
love
right.
You, sis.
Indeed, indeed. Appreciate you coming through. All right, Kim, I'll put you back on the VIP page that you had in your business.
All right, now.
All right, we got following 213. We got 901. Building.
What's up now?
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that know, Scorpion, hey, she be coming through sometimes. Look, she be staying it up.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I've been enjoying this show, man. Y'all been cutting up. Y'all have been cutting the hell up tonight.
We have a good time tonight.
Man. Everybody just
gonna
set it on fire.
I already know you on the mic. Kim, get ready. I know I'm going to have to bring you in for help. I got a feeling.
Uh-oh. I'm going to do this little piece and get out the way because y'all cutting up.
That's what you say. I'm going to let you do your thing, so press mute. Mike is yours.
All right. Randall. Playlist with a cool mix of jazz and neo-soul consisting of Miles Davis and Nina Simone and Jill Scott and Erykah Badu because you know how she do. Sabrina Carpio and Carlos Santana, just to name a few. Highlights of a few bonus tracks as I lay back mentally consuming songs by Marvin Gaye, LTD, and Betty Wright's Tonight is the Night is certainly all right with me. Don't mind me. I'm just relishing within this mellow kind of mood right now. Thoughts of a day like this only difference with a steady temp of a degree of 76 with sunbeams doing their thing just like it is presently. What's up with me? Oh, I'm just traveling within my feelings, shifting within my dreams of me daydreaming, of sitting on the patio of a little quaint cafe, now grooving to the calming tune of Closer by Gwo Palay. I'm enjoying and slowly sipping a cup of caramel mocha latte, accompanied by a warm, fresh blueberry scone. Wait a minute. Deja vu, is that you? Because I know I've been here before. Company would be nice, but this time is just me alone. No worries, no pain, no bullshit to retain. Passerbys curiously staring and pondering of how I live my life because of the positive rays in which I radiate. It's all good. I don't get offended. They be cool with it. So I simply smile because they sense that I'm one of God's child, protected and never neglected. I often drop by Mother Earth to chill for a little. And just in case you didn't notice, I'm a prolific and gifted solar black queen, a born ruler yet so serene. Just don't forget that my tongue can pierce flesh and feelings cleaner than a shopping guillotine. And I won't express that any further because I'm sure you know what I mean. I'm a planet jumper, retro like Miami Stompers, present like now, excited like wow, futuristic like flying bikes or cars, and whenever I decide to drop them, many can't handle my bars. They were approved by a nomad that I know on the planet Mars. Yesterday seemed so far away, but today is still new until midnight, right? You think I'm tripping? Well, it's all natural. I'm supernatural. Supernova. My Uber driver's name was Noah, and I told him that I was in a rush. See, I received a special invitation to an important meeting of how we can positively motivate this chaotic nation. As he dropped me off at my final destination, he began mentioning something about a boat. He asked if I knew where I could find some good quality gopher's wood. I told him to head east and I'll meet up with him later because it looks like it's about to rain. But anyway, I just needed a moment to breathe and reminisce while relishing within this peaceful day's bliss before catching a ride on NASA's rocket to get dropped off at my home on Venus. In my attempt to sleep, words frequently fall upon me like raindrops at night. I try to block them as I count these sheep, yet they always begin to creep and infiltrate my mind. I become compelled to scribe like a mad woman frantically scribbling verses on a chalkboard, wearing the chalk down to a nub, where it seduces me like a faithful lover persuading me to roll over, seducing me to open my notepad, ink splish splashed, and before I crash, I reach my poetic crescendo. See, poetry and me, we have a special relationship. We part ways and rekindle easily like after a bad breakup. And you know what's up with the makeup, which turns into long overdue verbally seductive creative sessions, sometimes causing me to spill multiple confessions. And I get mindful spankings to assure that I've learned my lessons. Confession. Sometimes I'm defiant on purpose. My pen runs amok and out of control like spasms, splitting like cells, active like unstable atoms, which causes me to scribe to the deepest depths of my random and poetic soul. Butterfly, scorpion, in peace.
Yeah, you stung the hell out of everybody with that piece. Man, how you have such a smooth southern drawl, but trying to still tell people about themselves. Like, how you got the ability to sound so smooth but tell people, you know, don't fuck with me. Get out of my way. Get out of my face. Right? You, the way that you spit this piece, you would not really even grasp that you are standing your ground. You were ten toes down in your shit.
Oh.
Like, owning all of that piece. That is strong, man. I dug that piece. Look, I still need some help because, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. Everything ain't always about that. I still need some help. Kim, come off in here. Come off in here because, you know, I can't let her get away without you saying something to her. You know what I'm saying? It's still your fault.
You already know. Let me tell y'all something. My sister's Southern swag is so unmatched. So unmatched. I mean, you're so classy with your delivery. Like, I don't care what genre you're spinning, you just got this class about you that is just, it's unmatched. And correct me if I'm wrong, because although I know he was saying, you know, you were standing 10 toes down, I heard some biblical terms when you spoke about Noah and the driver. Tell me a little bit about that, like how you wrap that into that piece, because I want people to catch that spiritual, you know, the spirituality of the piece as well.
I don't know. Like I said, that's why I titled it Random. When I wrote this one day, my mind just runs amok, it does, you know. And I don't know, you know, what made me spit that. And then when I said supernova, and then I'm trying to think, I said Noah, you know, and then I just wanted to kind of go on, you know, with that, you know, kind of tease people a little bit with that, you know what I'm saying? I know him, you know, so we done met on the streets of New York or something, you know what I'm saying? You know, just randomly, presently.
I love how the piece kind of mirrored, like, you, it's almost like your mind had a bunch of open windows. Like, you know, when you got a laptop open, you got a whole bunch of windows.
Yeah.
It's like you gave us a peek into each of those windows, and of everything, you know, you showed us, you wrapped us into the spiritual side of you as well. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm all these things, and I can give you all these things, but there's that foundational. I love that. Love that.
Yes, indeed.
And still
able
to do while delivering this Southern Belle, I'm no threat kind of flow, you know, but she still got the scorpion tail behind her. You know what I'm saying? She got the scorpion tail back there, but she's speaking like she going to give you some tea or something. Let me serve you some lemonade. You want some lemonade, baby? But, she going to sting the hell out your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
hospitality now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I might spank a little ass, but I'm still going to give a little hospitality with it now. You know?
That's what I'm saying. That's, right. That's all I'm saying.
She going to bandage you up all night and send you on your way. Yeah. Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
What we call it down here, she got the nice nasty. She's able to give you the nice nasty.
You know
what I'm saying? So, yeah. I always appreciate you coming through and doing your thing.
Appreciate
it's still Kim's fault. That's all I want to say. So, appreciate
you
that.
You know what?
You
both of y'all asses, I swear. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Y'all
about that.
He don't know nothing.
He don't know nothing.
Sis, all I'm saying is prayers and orgasms.
As soon as the show over with, pull that Bible out. Y'all have a good evening.
All righty. We appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you make it back to the next show.
Indeed.
All right. All right, Kim, we'll put you back. Man, I'm having a good time tonight. If anybody is listening, We are about 20 minutes from where the show stops being played on the computer. We have another hour that we continue the show on. So you want to keep listening. You want to make sure that you call into the show. You want to dial 46. Let me get the number here because I'm tripping. I've been sipping a little bit. Y'all don't mind me. It is 319-527-6300. Call into the show if you want to keep listening. Press the number 1 if you want to spit. If you want to keep listening to the show, please dial into that number. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 912 in the building.
Hello, how you doing?
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
You have the Mother of Dragons.
Oh, shit, she done made it back to the show. What's happening?
Hi.
How you been? How have you been enjoying the show tonight?
I've enjoyed it completely, like entirely. Like, just loved it. All the poems, all of them are dope. Yeah.
Yeah, people been coming in here tonight. They have not played.
Oh, they've been coming through. I mean, they've been coming through the fire. So I really don't, like, I don't know at this point, like, what we could say, what I could say or do. But, you know, we always hope that you can.
Hold on. I know you ain't talking about fire and then call yourself the Mother of the Dragons and then say you don't know what to do. Come on. You're going to spit fire.
I do, but, you know, yes.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that. We're going to let you do what you came to do because I already heard you before. I know you got bars. I know you got ability. So I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to press mute and the mic is yours.
All right. Penned a line with Archimedes. Time traveled on his tip. Have your man lace me with Fendi. It's giving him the brain that he's with. Whole stories are legendary. Got that one piece. Have them eating from the pum pum tree. Going on legendary conquests to confess their dirtiest deeds. Only to contemplate on the greatest treasure, the pussy seeds. Screenshotting the hit list of vagrants. Misfits who love to party all day and drink all night. We fuss and fight about your hoes stalking me on these screens, on these streets every night. And with loyalty to the gaslighting, now I speak on a new mic. And this pen has become a crucible. There's no crutches in sight. The shallow work has been done. Tapping to veins that I've already sucked upon, birds of prey, I battle every imposter syndrome, knocking out kneecaps. And I refuse to be misused by homosexuals trying to find his next spiritual connection, laced on dialysis. And I had to get my mind right. I mean, that act right for my Master Splinter with a 12-gauge shotgun. And that's that piece.
So I'm going to need you to go on and give me that last stanza one more again because you're showing out a little bit. Go on with the Master Splinter. Go on and get that back one more again.
I said I had to get my mind right. I mean that act right from a Master Splinter with a 12-gauge gun shot piece.
Mm-mm, you're nasty. That's what they're doing tonight. Everybody nasty tonight. Look. You got homosexuals in your piece. You know, you got things you done sucked upon in the piece. Like, you know, you ain't. You talking about you don't know how to spit fire. You came through and spit more than fire. You know, somebody going to need a mop on aisle 9 after all of that. Y'all know what y'all doing.
I'm just honored to be in company. Like, I'm honored to be in good company. That's all I'd be honored to be. That's what I'd be on. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good company tonight. Everybody been on it tonight. It has been a hell of a night. And all you did was contribute to it. So just so you know, you are going to be on the recording, so anybody can listen to this show whenever they want to. We're going to put it on the event page. The show over. You in there. We appreciate you coming through to the show. Hope you make it back to the next one.
Definitely will. One love, one mic.
All right. We got another 213 in the building. What's happening, 213?
Oh, yeah, what's up? It's Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, what's happening, brother, man? What's happening?
I'm trying to step outside real quick, talk to you at the feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see you out there socializing, man.
Nah, that ain't no socializing. That's the job. I was trying to walk through the
Oh, you're at work.
Oh,
man, I definitely appreciate that, man.
I was walking through the lobby so I can get a, you know, someone be all out for y'all. Yeah, everything.
Already, man.
This show, y'all been going in, though, but I'm about to fuck the floor.
This show been crazy. Like, people been waiting on this show. They've been sitting there loading their gun for this show, man, because it's been like, they firing off like we've been waiting.
All y'all, all that erotica, y'all killing. Like, it's been conscious erotica. It's been heartfelt erotica. It's been all kinds.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot of that. You know, we love you, but we going to strap you to the chair. It's a lot of that tonight, man. It's going down.
So,
man, I appreciate you calling in one more time and sharing your piece with us. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I know you're at work, man. I respect that, and I appreciate it. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, this is oldie but goodie. The consciousness, though. We used to be pharaohs, polymaths, poets, scientists, doctors, and architects. Matter of fact, our ancestors was the creators of the world's first great nation. But now, we just niggas, unaware of our history, having an under instead of an overstanding of what it is that we used to be. Hey, the intellects got us thinking that slavery was the beginning of African-American history. Well, it is. But let's disregard the American part to take a trip back to Africa and Kemet and walk through the Valley of the Kings, visit the Great Pyramids, and study the hieroglyphs. Once there, you probably find out something that you never knew, that one of those demigod pharaohs was just like you. So now you understand why I call my brothers kings and my sisters queens, because we descended from a dynastic legacy that likes to which the superpowers of the world still haven't seen. Now that's greatness. So 1,500 years before the first slave ships, we was navigating the world's great oceans, initiating trade with the first Americans. We came before Columbus. Boy, I thought you knew. Them Easter Island and Olmec heads look more like who? Now, that's greatness, but the papal bull dumb diversus labeled as pagans and Pope Nicholas V, the primordial West African slave. Slavery falling on the hands of a Christian man. The Pope never was a marionette to African kings, but he sent the order. His soldiers kidnapped us and force-fed us religion, and now we bow and kiss his rings. That's not science. Bring back our kings and queens. Should have been the hashtag routinely shouted from the sands of the motherland. But they never did. And at the drop of a dime, they want us to help them bring back their kids. That's not science. I'm trying to save our kings and queens that's lost right here. In Chicago, L.A., Houston, the Bay. It's time we masked up, but not for a revolution. A sit-down, a symposium, so we could talk about all of this inner city economic ruin. And that's science. And that's the end piece.
Oh, you spitting the mathematics on here tonight, bro. Man, you just, look, give me back the primordial African slave pimp line. Give me that one back, because, you know, you go in a little bit after you say stuff like that. Go and get it back one more again.
And Pope Nicholas V, the primordial West African slave pimp, through his quill-tip inking, we became ripe fruit for the Portuguese picking. Now imagine that, the blame for slavery falling on the hands of a Christian man. The Pope never was a marionette to African kings, but he sent the order, his soldiers kidnapped us, and forced to bow and kiss his ring. That's not science.
Bro, spitting that knowledge. I love how you did that. You gave us the whole picture, man. A lot of people don't understand just what was done, especially back then. And I love hearing poetry like that, especially when I've been reading these books, and I don't know how many people have been reading, you know, 1619, but man, if y'all get your hands on that book there, bro, it is legit. Man, you are spitting that reel right there, man. I'm telling you, it's stuff that needs to be heard. It needs to be put out there because our history has been buried. And there's so much that we need to understand about one another and the reason why we think the way we think or act how we act toward each other, especially.
Peace. For sure.
All
That's
right.
all I do. That's all I want to do, make you use your gray matter. That's it.
Indeed, brother. And you did the thing right there, man. Much appreciated. I'm going to let you get back to the work spot, man. I really appreciate you coming through the show and making time for us while you're at work.
I am, for sure.
Already. Kevin Smith in the building. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 506.
Hello, it's Lady A.
What's happening? Good to hear you on the mic. How have you enjoyed tonight's show?
It's been very titillating.
That's a good word for it, huh? That's a good word.
Yeah.
Glad
no,
you made
I'm
it out
to the
show.
Hanging out. We're waiting for the hurricane to hit us tomorrow morning. Hurricane Lee.
Uh-oh. We ain't talking about Cam this time. We ain't talking about Cam this time. Yeah, I hope it don't. Hope it don't do too much.
No, I think it's hard to say. It's changing by the minute almost, but we're pretty much in the direct. In the exact direction that it's flowing. So hopefully it'll peter out. They're saying it might turn into a tropical storm. So everybody batten down the hatches and we'll hold our breath and see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, if you can, you can prepare for Kim. You got to prepare for the real hurricanes. You know what I'm saying? Batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
So, indeed. Well, I'm glad you've made it to the show. If this is like the second time that I know you've made it to the show, but it's a storm brewing. So that says a whole lot.
Yeah.
You still
well,
come
we just,
to the
we
show.
We just pulled out of the last one. It's just a year ago, and repairs have been done, and thousands of dollars have been put into the new seawalls and property dam. Oh, anyways, it's. I hope it's going to be nothing major like last year because we're just kind of getting righted from the mess, so, yeah.
Already. Well, I'm glad that, again, you made it to the show. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute.
Yes. Mine's not an erotica or anything like that, so hopefully you won't be disappointed.
Never that. Do your thing.
Okay, thank you. This is called Havoc on the Mind. Apocalyptic mist blankets the night sea. Foreboding sense is eerie and real-time scary movie. Unsure of what is seen, apparitions obscene. Ink-like swells rise and fall as winds howl, bite and growl. Eyes strain to see into the haze like walking in a foggy maze. Gray camouflage thickens and panoramic mantle quickens. Mesmerized, unable to turn back, and transfixed, in fact. Fear grips, lungs constrict, and one could not predict what hides within this mist, good, bad, indifferent. Ghosts appear with wings of silk, blue, red, and wolf's white milk. Wind billows sails and piercing fog's mist. Mass slicing the shroud and pushing mysteriously on midnight's liquid, one behind the other, tacking, horn blows, racing blind, first, second, third, and they leave others behind. Fear plays havoc on the mind, paralyzed, lost in time, reach through the fog and mist and find that refuge does exist. Never borrow what's unknown, wait until it's etched in stone. It could be a huge surprise or your own demise. And peace.
Oh, wow, you got to give me this one back. I want where you were talking about the mass slicing through the midnight Liquid. I love that line, especially when you're talking about fear. Plays havoc on the mind and never borrow what's unknown. Give me that back, please.
Okay. Ghosts appear with wings of silk, blue, red, and wolf's white milk. Wind billows sails, piercing fogs, mists, masks, slicing the shroud, pushing mysteriously on midnight's liquid, one behind the other, tacking, horns, horn blows, racing blind, first, second, third, leave others behind. Fear plays havoc on the mind, paralyzed, lost in time, reach through the fog and mist, find that refuge does exist. Never borrow what's unknown, wait until it's etched in stone. It could be a huge surprise. Or your demise.
So this, like I've said this since the beginning, since the first time you came on the show, your ability to paint pictures with words, I literally see everything you're talking about. And it's such an amazing gift. I love hearing you do your poetry. I appreciate you continuing to come through and share it with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's good to be on the show. Good to hear you.
Indeed, indeed. I'm glad to be back. Been a little bit. Missed everybody. I'm glad everybody was able to come out. We got a solid show. A lot of people made it tonight, so very happy about that. So, again, hopefully you make it back to the next show, and see you next time.
Thank you.
Alrighty. All right, we got 646 in the building.
Good evening.
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
J&K, Joseph Nathaniel King Jr.
Oh, it's been a minute. What's happening with you, brother?
I'm good. I saw you on TikTok, and I was like, I had to change my schedule to come in early so I could be on the show, because I usually start at midnight. So I was like, well, let me come in and enjoy a show, you know? So, because y'all dope, you know what I mean? So, big up to my peoples. Kevin Smith killed it. Just inboxing. I'm like, yo, that's fire, that's fire. Kimbella, Renee, yourself. Goodness, man. Y'all still doing what y'all doing. You reinvent yourself mentally with the things of the world, but you don't react or be arrested by the things of the world. You let the things of the world happen, but you remember that glob thing when you were little and you can collect everything, you just get bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's what I consider the mind state of, because if you allow distractions to interact with who you are, you become part of what you didn't want to be. That's the way I look at it.
Hey, I can respect that, man. That's what's up, man. Like I said, it's been a minute. And like you said, reinventing yourself is a part of growth. And I look forward to seeing your growth with this next poem, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Well, real quick, I'm including the network. I thought about your team. I actually was writing a piece for it, but then I was like, nah, that's, you know, I got to put more work into it than that. Because, you know, y'all dope, man. A lot of shows are dope. And I appreciate all the shows, all the people who put work into it, not just, you know, cliche and everything. And also, I appreciate y'all.
Already, that's what's up, man.
Here we go. Alert, alert, Renaissance. This is Enterprise of J&K. Renaissance, can you hear me? I need you to walk me back to your time. I've been trapped and I need to be released. Alert, alert. Alert, alert. Alert, alert to my physical enemies. I am now rapidly emerging from the fourth element so I can represent this physical image. As many nations and generations stop to bear witness, but then they immediately evacuate the premises. But this is only because they refuse to have a confrontation with this. incredible, physical, independent, demented, lyrical individual who spit clips of the sickest magazines that will split and shatter and scatter your dome piece. Now you tell me how many MCs recognize that I'm unchangeable with unlimited flows, that this is what I present, what I represent. I'm lyrically spliffed with hardcore metaphors, and I'm still fantastic like four when I sort explore you. And I'm still deep with dope rims, but they still can't comprehend. This is why I'm submerging back into the land like the Titanic. But before I reap back into the sea, you rest in feet and rest in peace, MCs, as I spit from the dome. The home is the terror dome. Welcome to the Renaissance, captivate, leave you captivated like automatic, charismatic on the mic, like Kevin Smith, like Kimberly Renee in the Tornado Texas, Eric, of course, leave you fundamentals, of course, the sports explosives, time to be a roaster, the confusion of confusions, it's me, the J&K fix. Flexing the concept, the metaphor, don't try to test this and open up the door because I'll stomp on you. This is how we're doing. 1993, I mean 2023, what's the word? I've been doing this for so long. Mixmaster Max, taking down the tracks, artifacts. Brick City, New Jersey, I'm not the word. Lyrical nerd, back in the place, in the building. What's up? Renaissance in the building, got an instrumental on my left ear. Diamond Day, Pharaoh Mott's in the place, what's the B? Check it out right on the top of the dome piece, and I'm out. Renaissance, J&K, what's the deal? And peace.
Hey, I appreciate you shouting me out. You also shouted out one of my favorite rappers there, Pharaoh Mott's, man. I appreciate that. That's my dog right there. I heard you, man. Look, you done brought back Dr. Roboto on me, man. I wasn't ready for it. I ain't heard Dr. Roboto in a minute.
I had an instrument on my left ear, had you on my right ear, so I'm like, man, a piece is too short, so I was like, let me drop a little freestyle in it. So that was that.
Already, man. Like I said, I always respect people who come through off the dome, man. It ain't easy. So, you know, it takes a lot of guts to do that, man. So that's what's up, man. Been a long time, man. Hopefully you make it back to the show. Always appreciate the effort. You coming through doing your thing, man. So catch you next time.
No doubt, no doubt. Big up to your show and all those who came through and those who are coming after. Keep doing what you're doing and never stop. Don't be distracted. Keep rocking and keep giving God the glory because he deserves it.
All righty. Appreciate you, bro. J&K coming through, sharing his lyrical gifts. We're going to go to 215 in the building.
Man,
yeah.
What's going on? What's going on, Mr. Eric?
Oh,
shout out to Kim,
shit.
Brother. No,
what's happening,
man?
Bro?
It's been a minute.
You know, I can't let you shout out Kim without her coming in. It's been a minute since you've been on here,
you
brother.
Better
with that.
Say what? Is that my brother Kay Spade on
the
mic right
now? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, it is so good to hear you. How you been, brother?
Hey, I mean, I'm under the radar. I'm still around, still listening, you know. I got to give a quick shout-out to J&K, man. The dude was shouting out everybody, man. I feel like
yeah.
I was
yeah,
looking
was.
At a
billboard,
you know. So, wanted to show respect to y'all show here, Renaissance Poetry and whatnot.
Definitely, my brother.
That,
we here for
you. It's
so good to hear from you.
You're one of the OGs, man. You know what I'm saying? It is this poetry thing, especially on Blog Talk, man. So I always appreciate when you show up, man.
Hey, thanks for that, man. Definitely appreciate that. And, yeah, I got a little piece for y'all. You know, I'm going to get out the way. It sounds like y'all got a million people on that call list over there.
It's been a little busy, man. I think I got, let me check. I think I got a few left. I got about two left. I got 615 and 818. So you good, brother? You good? Good, man. All right. Let you do your thing, man. I'm looking forward to hearing this. I ain't heard you in a minute, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, shout out to
Lady Scorpion, I heard her voice up in the air. Shout out to everybody. Kingpin, you know it's been a minute. I'm going to give you all this piece called The Sleepwalker is a Writer. Why did I write this? Was I not fully awake? In a trance, unconscious, unaware, yet subconsciously writing. In the thoughts of feeling I thought I wouldn't care to write about. Living poetry in a dream that I can't control. Is it my future yet to be lived? A fantasy lost in imagination, fiction unfinished as I get to fully understand my own imagination. Am I even still in my bed? Right now I can't feel my feet moving, yet my body is seen in a room that is not my own. My mind roams in a dream. Can I even call this my own? Sleepwalking without ever knowing what is happening in reality. Is this a dream? I see an endless sky, the ground not visible. I feel as though I'm weightless. How could this be? Drifting like I'm floating through space. Bright lights hit my pupils as if I'm entering countless stargates. What the hell does this dream mean? Was it supposed to mean anything? Maybe just give me a new feeling I've never had before. I now wake at a door. I open it, realizing this is my bedroom. This is reality, but where have I been? In peace.
Nah, bro. You ain't sleepwalking, man. You transversing space, man. You taking it to the next level. You elevating all of that. This piece right here got you out here, you know, searching the stars for knowledge or something, man. You had to come back with extra abilities or something. And this wasn't just sleepwalking, man. You did your thing on this piece.
Hey, appreciate it, Mr. Eric, man.
Indeed. Man, look, it's been so long since you got on this mic, man, and did your thing. What you been up to these days?
Hey, man, like I said, man, I'm under the radar right now. Still writing here and there. You know, still a poet. I can't let it fade. I mean, it feel like it just, you know, poetry be stalking me, man. It won't leave me alone. So I just got to move the pen.
Hey, that's what happens when you're a true poet, man. It never goes away, you know, whether it takes its time coming back or not. It never goes away, man. And I had to remind myself of that because, you know, there were periods of time where I felt like I couldn't write. But I just got to let it do what it does whenever it comes. And I don't have to force it, you know, not too much anyway, you know, put my pen to pad and see what happens. But, you know, I don't feel bad if it stops. I let it do what it has to do. So that's what's up, man. I'm glad you made it back to the show. Definitely one of the missed voices, man. DSR all day. Appreciate you coming through, man. And hopefully you make it back through the next show with some more poetry.
Hey, indeed, man. Respect. Renaissance poetry all damn day.
Already. That's my dog. Appreciate you coming through, man.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
Through. Hadn't heard him in a minute. Did his thing. DSR all day. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 615 in the building. 818. Looks like you're going to be the show ender, the show killer in the piece. So we're going to bring him in. We got 615. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Renaissance, this is C34 Music in stereo.
What's happening, brother? How you been, man?
I've been fine. I'm just thinking that King Spade needs to narrate a Pimps and Hoes documentary.
Only you. Only you, man.
I'm
hey, maybe
just
you
saying.
Get with HBO, man. Me need to get with HBO. Figure that out, man.
Oh, yeah, please. He needs to figure that one out.
That's what's up, man. How have you enjoyed the show? Have you been able to hear most of the show tonight, or what's up?
Yeah, some of them needs parental advisory.
Hey, I've been trying to stop you since 17.
I'm just saying, I'm too young for this.
That's all I'm trying to say, man. That's all I've been trying to say. You know, even Kim went out there and got a Keke Palmer award. You know what I'm saying? Even Kim. So, I mean, that's what it is tonight, man.
Well, she needs to hit me up with that title because I got ideas.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. You heard that, Kim. He's trying to collaborate. He's trying to collaborate with you. All right, brother, man. Let's see what you got up your sleeve tonight. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. I'm on a soapbox thing here. So this piece is called To Catch a Predator. Santa Claus got shot. Coming down my chimney, messing up my logs. Trying to drop off some contraband, but if he didn't know, now he does, and you know this, man. How he think he can invade my home? You realize this means war. Normal people would just knock on the door, but not this corporate media whore. Practicing pagan rituals. Who gave him the authority to choose naughty or nice? He picked the wrong day to mess with me because it's going down tonight. My eyes bleed redder than the suit he's wearing. He's drinking my milk and cookies like he pays the bills in this mother for you. He wouldn't ask for a lap dance, would he? Dude better get to using my vacuum cleaner and get that dust off my rug. I know you all in a festive mood, but I don't give a he better jingle bell his balls out my house real quick. I ain't no saint. I'll wild out with my cannon at him like my name's Nick. Yeah, call me Scrooge, call me a Grinch, but I bet you he won't be jolly after I kick him out, that unlawful entering bitch. And them reindeer, I'll fillet them and saute them with a case of beer. But defecating on my Lakers gear, that'll be my reparations for this devastating infiltration of my spacious basement where me and the guys watch the games at. By the way, those 8 reindeer are lazy. They laughed at Rudy until the fat guy chose him. Now he does all the hard labor. That's why they loved him. That's why you never heard any more of them, because they didn't do nothing. They ain't no brotherhood, and that's why when they came in, I had to cut the fools. In conclusion, Nimrod, Christ wasn't born at this time, yet you designate a lie to celebrate a nursery rhyme, making kids believe in criminals and messing with their minds. So marry whatever the freak this is to all. Now get the hell out. In peace.
Man, what's that going to do to you, bro? Damn. I'm over here dying. This man, you said you're going to do what to his balls? Shit. Santa Claus got you riled up, man. You said fuck the reindeer. You said they lazy. They ain't done nothing. Bro, I'm over here rolling. You're out here showing out, bro. What did Santa Claus do to you? He didn't brought Christ into it, Christ the Lord. Man.
I'm going to put him on a keto diet. That's what I'm about to do. Keep coming
apparently.
In my house.
Forever. He said make the kids believe in a thief. And criminals. Bro.
I think of these things.
Know,
you know me.
I don't know what they be doing to you, but they need to stop. You be coming through murking these cats, man. Whoever got on your bad side need to get on the good one. Get on the good foot like James Brown say, because you be in here murking. I'm telling you, bro, I was rolling. This old piece right here entertained the shit out of me, bro. Yeah, you spit the hell out there, man. I always appreciate when you come through, man, and give your perspective and tell people what's up, man. But, yeah, always appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I had to get my James Evans on for 1 minute.
You so there. You got the belt out like a motherfucker, boy. took his belt off in this moment. Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. Hopefully you make it back to the next show. Like I said, entertaining as always, man.
All right. One love, one mic to the both of you.
Already. All right. Looks like we're going to come to the end unless anybody else is going to press one. We got 818. Looks like you're going to be the show killer. What's happening? 818 in the building.
Look like my ass ain't going to go to his home to sing any motherfucking Christmas carol because he might blast me. Shit.
Man, you better not. You better not. Don't wear nothing jolly around that motherfucker, man.
Hey, it wasn't no
put nothing jolly on around here.
Oh Lord, no. Can't mess with that. I hope he has something positive to say about Kwanzaa. I'm just saying, you know, but anyway.
You know what? That might be his speed because Santa Claus ain't gonna make it. Santa Claus is gonna catch some heat.
Santa Claus. Yeah, he called a case. Major case. But anyway, feel the vibe. What's up everybody? It's Rob the Jim Bay Cohen in the building. Hey,
what's up,
your
man.
World.
Congratulations to you on the feature, man, the BPC feature. Congratulations to you, man.
Oh damn it. I was a surprise everybody, but it's already out. So yeah. I'll be doing BPC Poetry Fest is back in Myrtle Beach. Thank the Lord. Thank whoever you pray to is going to be at Myrtle Beach. I'm definitely going to bring my motherfucking drums so we can get down and marinate and party and do all that crazy stuff. So, and let me just say for real quickly, since I'm the last person, analysis of the show. I got on the an hour ago, so I didn't listen to the full hour. But, yeah, y'all was cutting up. DSR all damn day, K-Spade, I miss you, my brother. I miss you big time. Big time miss you. Butterfly Brown, it's settled. I'm getting me a goddamn Southern Belle. Give me a Southern girl. Yeah, that poem was not erotic, but her voice is sexy as hell, made it erotic. Shit, she talked about she spanked somebody and do with Southern hospitality. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Rob, you sound like you trying to be next in line to be spanked or something. You all right over there, bro?
Well, let's just say that it's strong pleasure.
You're struggling too hard, brother. You're struggling too hard.
Can you blame me for listening to something that's so seductive and she wasn't being seductive? God damn. Like, God damn. Shit.
Oh, shit, my man, flustered over there, bro.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk. As far as as far as you're concerned, your flow is always dope. I enjoy you every minute.
I appreciate
Hurricane,
that. Means a lot, man.
Put your girl on the phone, please. Put her on the phone. I insist.
Oh, all right. He didn't call you out. He didn't call you out, Kim. Let me go and bring you off. He didn't call you out. Now.
Is that the equalizer?
Yeah. No, it's Pookie.
Oh, it's Pookie. What up,
Pookie? Pookie equal. What up? Call me anyone you want. It's me. Now, what the hell are you doing? I thought we had a kinship when it comes to erotic, conscious erotic poetry, but you're doing erotic poetry on your own?
Listen here.
What's up with that?
Listen, it was a mixture of a little bit of everything. It's a little sapio, a little eroticism, a little, you know, romanticism up in there. It's a little everything, a little bit of everything. You know, I got to give people all layers of who I am. I'm just saying.
You go, you need multiple layers. Multiple layers of just everything that just like, there. But I think you just, but you know how you do it. I enjoy everything that you do, and I love you. And I miss
she
you.
Nasty.
Oh, I appreciate you. Keep hush your mouth.
You know what we're trying to drive? Fuck the bus. Fuck the damn bus, man. This is the end of the show. Fuck the bus.
Well,
been
you know,
he's been driving that bus all night.
Hey, Hurricane, I love you. I adore you, but he does somewhat have a point. But you're incognito with your nastiness.
No, you didn't.
You're incognito with it.
That's
what it is.
You know she was. Look, Abel, one thing she was siphoning. Ain't trying to hear it.
Look, we all grown up in here. Look, I'm almost like
exactly.
Half
ain't nothing wrong with being nasty.
Me,
just quit acting like it ain't. You know, act like that ain't you. You nasty. That's all. Don't be acting like I ain't saying it right.
I never said it was me.
Now, Mr. Renaissance, Mr. Apple Juice Man, you shouldn't be talking.
I drink his apple juice.
Okay?
I don't drink no alcohol.
Drink
the damn
apple juice. That's right.
Apple juice, man.
Okay.
No alcohol, nothing. I've been fronting all these years. My cup is full of nothing but apple juice, brother.
Confessional will set you free. Confessional will set you free. Let him know.
Well, you hear what he's saying? He's saying I'm confessing to the fact that I won't be drinking no alcohol. You know, I was fronting all this time when I was saying I was drinking apple crown. But it wasn't apple crown, it was apple juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was apple juice.
And you're also fronting like you ain't missed a nasty time up in here. That's all I'm saying.
Look, MC Breed say. What MC Breed say? What MC Breed? Ain't no future in the front. So I ain't trying to front. I'm just being real. Ain't no future in your fronting, but let me just tell you something,
and then let me do my piece so we get in the show. With you, Brother Renaissance, you used to be really upfront with your nastiness. But now you got it tamed, and now you use different metaphors.
I've always been metaphors, man. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
I'm just going to pour me another glass of apple juice. Over
you know?
The hills and everywhere go. Tell it on the mountain.
Tell it.
Hey, and you know what's at the mountain?
What's at the mountain?
Okay, apple juice. ain't nothing at the mountain.
At the mountaintop, baby. At the mountaintop.
Apple juice. Ain't nothing there. Ain't nothing there. Ain't nothing to tell.
Rob, why you getting started?
Hey, that's your co-host. I'm just letting him know. Just like I'm just letting you know. But
he
anyway, let me get started. Yeah, all right,
brother,
I'm going to
let you do your thing. You're going to be the show killer tonight, man. Always good chopping
yes,
it up with you, man. Had a good time.
Yes,
but I'm going to let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute.
Before you go off, let's just say probably within a couple of months, we'll be feeling the vibe again. Stay good news.
All right, brother. All right, man.
You're right.
Hey,
I'm going
to hold you to it.
All right. Definitely will. All right, then. Let's get it started. Let's get this party ended. Praise to the village. Growing pains go with the territory. Doing its part in complexities of a remarkable glory, of beautiful villages. The great love bestowed in mending, where hard lessons are learned in life we aren't pretending, nor romanticizing the sheer ugliness what it offers to the young, gifted, and black, where the latter is under constant attack, with society's continuous indulgence of berating their humanity, so much so it sets up the ultimate insanity of so-called failures, regurgitated by villagers and non-villagers alike. Enslaved by CNN special reports and Fox News alerts, apparent destruction of the family controlled by the uncontrollable, pan, sagging, smash, and grabbing no good is inconsolable. What the hell is wrong with these kids? The village has fallen. Short of expectation, God forbid. The village has failed. Ranting in algorithms, monologuing false perception, cuts with precision. We're solely convinced that there's no hope. But in a dark tunnel, there is light. Because you see, I'm a glass half full kind of poet, bringing these truths when I write. Often the glass is pelted with stone, but that doesn't hide or ignore our problems. But doesn't glorify without resolution or give us an opening for solutions knowing that we can solve them. And never neglecting the undeniable, with every failure, there's success in reset. Where young villagers ascend and achieve, maintaining the utmost respect, molding and nurtured to believe all things fall apart if we're convinced we can't build. All things take change, down try to rearrange, allowing peace be still, witnessing prosperity with expansions of hope, upping praises for those who have made this seem impossible, but the ancestors made it possible, reaching the high level to live and learn, letting it seep to the youngsters, absorbing our wisdom, making it go deep so they could rise. And so it is.
My brother be out here preaching that real. Look here, I'm about to put you and my man in the same category. You need to get you another award, too. Kim, go and put him on the James Evans Award because, you know, he out here pulling his gun off, too, man. Y'all, I don't know what it is with the lady, but y'all felt like y'all need to whoop on the ass tonight.
Well, this was actually more of a poem that was a response to somebody saying that all the kids have failed, the kids are a problem, and it was basically saying, no, that's not true. You have some issues, but at the same time, there are kids who are succeeding. They're a success, so we can't put everything on the kids. And if we're really serious about the problem, we got to look at ourselves as parents, as adults.
We have to live by the belt out on them parents.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes parents gotta get chastised too, man.
Exactly. But it's all about giving the positive spin. Like I said, in one of the verses, I'm a glass half full kind of poet, meaning that I'll see the goodness in the kids, you know, seeing that they're doing things positive, you know. So there's some kids are going to make it. Actually, a lot of kids are going to make it more than we feel that they're going to fail. So no. And that was from somebody who wrote a poem about that the village has fallen, the village has failed. And I'm like, no, it hasn't. We got this.
Well, you know what?
But we got to believe that we have it. Yeah.
Right. We might have to mix this award up there because it's, you know, it's a James Evans, and then, you know, it's a Whitney Houston Award because, you know, the children are the future. That's what you're doing. So you might have to mix that up right there.
I guess so. May she rest in eternal spirit.
Already, man. We appreciate, you know, what you do, man. And you always got some uplifting, you know, poetry. You're definitely about black people. You're about black love. And now, you know, you're about the kids, man. So, you know, got to respect that, you know. And that's how you end the show, man. We appreciate everything you did. We had a good time. Had a great time tonight's show, man. And once again, you know, congratulations on the BPC feature.
Thank you. Appreciate it. One love.
Already. Indeed. All right, my people. Y'all have been listening to the Renaissance Poetry Show on Epiphany Radio. I have had such an amazing time. You know, we had a little bit of a break, man, but you guys always show up and show out like unparalleled. Like every show seems to top the last. What you guys did tonight, the way you guys blazed the pen tonight, the way you guys elevated poetry, sharpened iron, you made people want to write, you made people want to be better, and it's a beautiful thing. We do it every other Friday, so please come back and kick it with us. And just like Deion Sanders and like, you know, Colorado and like the Barrow Brothers, we're going to make you a believer. We're going to see you next time, and we out.
Jamu Beats, holla at me.
Swear that they upon it, know they in the fall. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Seeing is believing for whoever need a reason to. Grail looking holy, or the crown is looking feasible. Hands come together for whatever, I can feed a few. Rapping turn water to Moscato for a freak or two. Came up out the Nike box, thinking I just need a coup. Got it overnight, and overnight my believers grew. Money took us everywhere, they told us that it wouldn't. Tell them holding what they couldn't, and they tracking where I'm leading you. Leader of the new school, built up in the old. So when you geeking off the new school, I give them what they throw. And I suppose when I mention that it get to what I be about. How I used to shoot out a text and bring a Jeter out. Facts or however it go when you throwing hashtags. Act like you fit in the fold or get your gas mask. Hands on the lever, the will or the word. Either way you see them faithful when I peels off the curb. All hell, hey, they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though.
The second coming is dumbing, is humming through your monitor. Mama named me Torrey Carl, never no Monica. Take my verses personal with Monica. Gave you life for a week, thought it was Hanukkah. Blue Yankee, my yarmulke. Known to ride the rhythm like a Yamaha. Willie with your bitty, pop the clutch and then I'm popping her. Told you she a rider, huh? That just means she riding us. Metro car through the box, running train, she riding bus. Who won the collide with us? It's obviously obvious. The North won the Civil War. It's better to side with us. I'm fat and then white heads. It ain't no stopping us. On the freeway with the Mac, that state propping us. It's bleak if I jig and dash. It ain't no rocking us. Ready to die, sky's the limit. That big popping us. Poetic justice got me the juice, and that's that pocking us. Make you a believer, then lead you to make the lot with us. Talk to them.
Swear that they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Swear that they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them to believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though.
Giada, I ate living legends duh. Talk to us.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
this is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.